Usually she was prowling along the fish tanks, waiting for him with the eagerness of a 2-year-old child. On the other hand, it gave him the opportunity to power up the monitoring console in the corridor outside her pen. Grant saw that it was working properly and receiving a steady flat signal from the net in his left pocket. The one in his right was deactivated, a dummy whose only purpose was to deceive Sheena into thinking that he was wearing the same hat that she was. When he came to Sheena's pen, he saw that the gorilla was sitting on her haunches, bent over a large wooden jigsaw puzzle. She had filled in 8 of the 10 big pieces. She looked up as Grant stepped in.
"Food,"
she said in her rasping voice, and scrambled up onto all fours. Grant knew she couldn't smile, but he thought she was glad to see him, and the bowl he had brought for her. "Fruit," he said, placing the tray on the floor.
"Fruit," echoed Sheena. "And, Grant, food."
He nodded. "I've got a soy burger and salad and ice cream for dessert." Sheena picked up the bowl of fruit, but stared hard at the ice cream. Then she looked up at Grant.
"Grant, ice cream?"
"Would you like some ice cream, Sheena?"
"Yes,"
came the immediate answer. "Okay." Grant handed the small dish to her. Tucking the fruit bowl under one arm, Sheena grabbed for the ice cream with her free hand. Grant laughed at her unabashed greed. "Save some ice cream for me."
"Yes,"
Sheena replied. But within less than a minute, the ice cream was gone, except for a few smears around her muzzle. Then she started in on the fruit. Grant wolfed down his burger, surprised at how hungry he suddenly felt. He offered Sheena a few leaves of his salad, but she sniffed at the dressing and refused them. Once the fruit was gone, Sheena asked,
"Grant, bring hats?"
He pulled the neural nets from his pockets. "Here they are, Sheena, one for you and one for me." She leaned toward him and allowed him to place the net over her head and tie it under her chin. Then he did the same for his own. "Let's finish the puzzle," Grant said, once he had both nets in place.
"Grant, do."
"No, no, Sheena. You've put most of the pieces together. There are only 2 left. You do them."
"Grant, do first."
He nodded, understanding. "You want me to do one piece?" Sheena said,
"Yes,"
and brought one big hand up to her skull. "No, no," Grant blurted. "Don't rub your head. You'll mess up your hat."
"Hurts,"
Sheena said. Grant forced a smile for her. "No, it doesn't hurt, Sheena. My hat doesn't hurt. Your hat doesn't hurt." She had knocked the net slightly askew. Grant got to his knees and straightened it out for her.
"Hurts,"
Sheena repeated. "It can't hurt you," Grant said. "Here, let's finish the puzzle." He picked up one of the 2 remaining pieces and put it in place. Sheena stared at the puzzle for a moment, then reached for the last piece. Suddenly she flung it away.
"Hurts,"
she growled, and reached up to yank the neural net. Grant saw a tendril of smoke rising from one of the electrodes. My God, it's burning her. Sheena ripped the net off her head and smashed it to the floor. She roared with pain and lurched up onto her hind legs. She's going to kill me, Grant thought. The gorilla balled up one mighty fist and smashed it against the steel wall of her pen. The metal buckled. Grant scrambled to his feet. Sheena towered over him, immense, fangs bared.
"Grant hurt Sheena,"
she rasped. "No, I didn't mean to."
"Grant, no friend."
He started to back away from her, toward the entrance to her pen. There was an emergency control outside that could slide a thickly barred gate across the entry. Sheena dropped down to all fours, and Grant could see a burn spot on her skull. She glowered at him as he backed away. "Don't turn your back to her," Grant remembered. "Gorillas seldom attack a man who's facing them." "Seldom," echoed in Grant's mind. It all seemed to be happening in slow motion, as if in a nightmare. Grant edged toward the pen's entrance. Sheena growled and glared at him, then took a knuckle-walking step toward him. Grant bolted through the entrance and banged the emergency gate control. The bars slid swiftly across the entrance and clanged shut. Sheena grasped one of the bars in a big hairy hand. Grant thought she could have bent it if she'd wanted to. "I'm sorry, Sheena," he babbled. "I didn't mean to hurt you. One of the electrodes must have been defective. I didn't mean to hurt you."
"Grant, no friend,"
the gorilla rasped again. Then she turned her back to him and shambled to the far corner of her pen. Grant stood there, heartbroken. "You're right," he admitted silently to the gorilla. "I'm not your friend. I never was, even though I wanted to be." Immersion. The following night, the departing crew held a glum little farewell party for themselves in O'Hara's quarters. Lane herself invited Grant to attend. Still miserable about Sheena and afraid to get near the gorilla again, Grant accepted. He was the last one to arrive. O'Hara's room was in its planetarium mode again as she admitted him and then slid the door shut behind him. Even the floor was speckled with stars. For a dizzying moment, Grant felt as if the others were sitting in empty space, floating in the middle of the universe. The faint, ethereal music of a single keyboard floated through the shadows. "No stimulants, I'm afraid," Lane said in a hushed voice. "The mission, you know." Grant nodded his understanding, then padded across the starry floor to sit between Muzarawa and Pascal. Zeb's beard was gone. Karlstad was totally bald. Pascal's wig was slightly askew, not nearly as natural-looking as Lane's. All the crew members had been depilated, Grant realized, because of the immersion. It's more sanitary. "I thought you would be with Sheena," said Pascal. Grant felt his jaws clench. With an effort, he told her, "I had a problem with her last night."
"Oh?"
He described the fiasco with the burnt-out electrode. Instead of disappointment, Pascal immediately asked, "Did you get data?" He blinked at her. "I don't know. I didn't check. Everything was so..." "The other electrode should have worked," Pascal said. "You should have some data, at least. Anger, pain, such data is priceless." Betrayal, Grant thought. What kind of brain waves will show feelings of betrayal?
"Do you blame yourself for what happened?" Muzarawa asked gently.
Grant shrugged. "Who else was there?" "Sometimes experiments blow up on you," he said. "Equipment can fail."
"That's great to hear on the eve of our dunking," Karlstad grumbled. He'd been sitting on Muzarawa's other side.
"Do you think Sheena will stay angry with you?" O'Hara asked.
"I don't know," Grant said.
"Right now I'm kind of scared to go back and see her again."
"Lovers quarrel," Karlstad said. Grant was in no mood for his quips.
"Speaking of lovers, isn't Dr. Krebs coming to this party?"
Karlstad threw up his hands. "God forbid." Muzarawa chuckled.
"That's right, Egon. She did specifically tap you for the mission. She must have a special place in her heart for you."
"That means she hates me, then," Frankovich chimed in. "Thank goodness." O'Hara said, "I didn't think inviting Krebs here would be such a lovely idea."
"Why not?" Karlstad snapped. "Maybe she'd perk up this party. We could certainly use something to liven up the proceedings."
"Do you notice how she seems to stare at you when she talks to you?" O'Hara asked no one in particular. "It's positively spooky, don't you think?"
"Yes," Pascal said. "She never did that before the accident."
"It's the evil eye," said Karlstad. "She's learned witchcraft."
"Whatever it is, it makes my blood run cold," O'Hara said.
"You think it runs cold when she gives you the fish eye?" Karlstad said, almost smirking. "Wait until you're immersed in the PFCL gunk. That'll chill your blood down to the marrow." For a long moment, no one spoke a word. Grant knew what they were facing and shuddered inwardly.
"There's an IAA inspection team on its way here," Frankovich muttered.
"I'd heard that," said O'Hara.
"It's really true, then?"
Karlstad grumbled. "That's why our woeful leader wants to get this mission off so fast.
He's afraid the IAA officials will